At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss how Superman has gone woke, if Nicki Minaj is the new Azalea Banks, Mamrie and Grace's Potato Palm Springs, how the Costco guys are headlining VidCon 2025, plus the villain of Toy Story 5 being smart tablets. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Yo, what's
yo,
up, mamas?
Mamas.
Mama. I don't have any pets, but I fear I would walk around being very, oh, good morning, mamas.
I am, actually. Though neither Crouton nor Willy are mamas. They're mamas to me. Well, you know, I think I call them less mamas. I say, my little baby.
I'm a mom.
What is that? Is this Love Island?
It is Love Island. I didn't watch.
I feel so... This feels like when Housewives was at the height of itself and everyone was all housewives. And now everyone's all Love Island. And I'm like, am I being a contrarian to not want to watch something? Am I just anti whatever is the big thing? Or do I have justification in that I don't want to watch drunk straight people talk?
Let me pull you for a chat.
Okay.
I agree. I big agree. Here's my problem with it.
Am I closed-minded? Am I the problem? Am I the reason for the divide in this country, mamas?
Maybe mamas.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not it's not for me to reach across this aisle. Maybe this is a safe space for straight culture to be straight culture without people like me being nosy and peeking through my blinds into their house. Maybe it's none of my business what they're up to, mamas.
I'm a mom. Mamacita. Mommy.
I did like all of that. It is on the soundboard now. But it doesn't mean that
play
I need
it.
To, it's actually not on the soundboard. It's on the
list.
It's in the queue. I'm a little behind on my soundboard additions, but it is in the folder right behind Five Big Booms for Your Dead Brother. Still not on the soundboard.
I don't know what that is, bro. I wish you could. Oh my God.
I didn't even tell you. I went to VidCon. Did we discuss this?
No, we were off for a month against our own will.
We were off for a month?
Yes.
Mamas.
Yes. Mamas. Where does the time go?
I don't know. Time. Did you know that if you're going the speed of light, time.
Listen. I just read a book about that.
Sure, Corey. You watched a TikTok. We get it.
I read a book where he was all trying to explain
the
speed of light to an alien and how it was only going to take him 2 years to get back to Earth, but on Earth it was 13 years.
Oh, my God.
I thought, what? I don't get that.
You've seen Interstellar?
Yes, the book I was reading was very Interstellar, and they made it into a movie for those of you who've got a Stubbs membership next summer.
I'm one of those girls, mamas.
You want to watch Ryan Gosling in a space movie?
Sure.
I'll do it.
Well, check out Project Hail Mary next summer.
Oh, the title's kind of losing me. It's
watch the trailer, mamas.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so there I was, not to steal your VidCon story, there I was reading this book, and the day I finished it, I thought, there's an alien in the book, and I thought, I'm going to Google what the alien looks like, because I'm sure people, it's a popular book, I'm sure people have drawn figures of this alien. So I finished the book, it's like 7 in the morning, because sometimes I read before work, and I Google to see what the alien looks like, and bam, the trailer for the movie released 30 minutes prior. I didn't even know it was being made into a movie. I didn't even know.
Your plugs are plugged into the universe. You know what I'm saying?
The synchronicities are synchronizing.
Your synchronicity is oozing.
I'm all synced up.
Well, somebody has to be. And it's you.
Okay, so VidCon, did you go? You got an award, mamas?
I did.
Monkey covering eyes emoji, mamas.
It was giving that. Yes.
Wait. Why didn't you? Wait, did you get to give a speech?
Yeah, but it was not like a speech.
Why did you not call back the speech?
Who knows what I did or didn't do?
Has this aired, mamas?
It was like not streamed. It was just like, and it was a crowd of. Let me start at the beginning. So, I haven't been to VidCon in, I don't know how many years. Five,
not since
six.
The trauma, mama. Not since the traumas.
And so it's been a minute. And they are, I don't know what year VidCon it was this year. But 2025. No,
The big annual.
And they were launching the VidCon Hall of Fame. And
dang.
They are inducting an inductee class. Okay.
The inaugural inductee class?
Yes. Inaugural? Dang. Inductee. Inaugural?
Class.
Inductee.
The inaugural inductee, honey.
Inaugural inductee? Is that a good drag name? I don't know.
King or queen?
King.
It's giving witch a little bit. What's that witch's name?
Inaugural inductee.
I heard inaugural sounds like a witch's name.
Well, the inaugural inductees were gathered, honey. We were all backstage, and it was a real who's who of who's.
Remember that one time?
The who's, yes.
This would have been a perfect moment for us to include in Snervous, too.
I know. So, well, we did get some footage. Don't worry. And I was mic'd. So everything Joey Graceffa said was caught on the hot mic. So everyone stay gagging. Joey Graceffa was there. Grace Helbig was there. Smosh. Rhett and Link. Hank Green. You know, the whole crew. Everyone.
This is giving VidCon All Stars.
Yes. And before everyone's like, why
inaugural inductee?
Why wasn't my fave included? Apparently, a lot of people were reached out to. Some people were not available. Some people maybe didn't have the ability to attend, and maybe will be in a future non-inaugural inductee class. So don't be all getting your shit in a twist.
Who was snubbed?
Well, I mean, when I saw it was announced, even I thought, oh, you know who should be on this list? And then I thought, not everyone's available when I want them to be available. Point blank, period.
Yeah, they do not back to your call.
Yeah, back to my call. Yeah.
Back in call, mama.
Yeah, sure. Yes. It was fun. It was weird to be back. We were backstage, and I didn't think I would be starstruck. You know who I was starstruck by? I see across the back room waiting area at a table. There's an entire table of men. All the men are, these are like maybe, you know, 20-year-old men looking at one man as if, oh, that's the alpha. They're all hanging on to his every word. And I'm trying to peek over. I'm trying to see who that is. I'm like, let's see. Who's the big man on campus this year, honey? and I'm peering over, and I can't quite make out. Oh, one thing I hear in the distance that really that confirms who it is. Boom, 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 boom.
Is this Riz, the Rizzler?
It was the Costco guys, and honey, it was their VidCon. They owned the room. Every other minute, I heard the booms as if another person wanted a video. Another person wanted a video. If that were my thing and I had to do booms for the rest of my life for people and cameos and videos, I'd take it all the way to the bank. Good for him.
I don't know what the booms are, and I don't want to know before you tell me. They're just yelling boom?
Yes, they're ranking things on a scale of 1 to 5 booms. How many booms?
I had no idea.
What do you think they're doing at Costco?
How many items does Costco have?
They're blowing up the Costco.
And who says they get to be the Costco guys? You know who I think should be the Costco guy? That man with the barcode for the rotisserie chickens on his shirt.
You're absolutely right. That's the crossover we need.
Why is he not the Costco guy? When you tell me Costco guy, that's who I picture.
Well, maybe these were industry plants to cover up the guy with the barcode. So when you Google Costco guy, they bury the real story, which is that rotisserie chicken barcode man.
My question is, are you as hyped on Costco as like the rest of the world, or do you feel like we were just raised different coming from an area that had Sam's Club instead?
Well, they're sisters, are they not?
Same owners?
I don't know. But it's
Is it like
concept.
A Cinderella stepsister story? Yeah, same concept. Meyer is a Walmart and Meyer, Sam's Club and Costco.
They're play cousins. I don't know.
Ralph's and Safeway.
If I had to try a sample and then discern whose sample it was, I don't know if I could. Is there something that makes Sam's Club Sam's Club and Costco Costco? But the boys, the Costco guys, are there Sam's Club guys? We need some Sam's Club girls. What happened to the girls?
Yeah, yeah. Five awesome girls, five awesome guys, five awesome gays.
Right.
Where are the Costco gays?
We need Sam's Club gays, and they're what are they doing? Not booms. No, no, no.
Shablams.
Five big shablams for your rotisserie chicken? It could happen to you. It could happen to you. Anyway, so we got inaugurated, and they gave us jerseys and big
jerseys.
A jersey with my what? A jersey, and it's a VidCon jersey, and it says my name on the back.
And for your number, it's your weight.
I think it just says 07, because everyone's has the year they started YouTube.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And where is that jersey now? collecting dust with the Teen Choice Award.
And perhaps. And they also gave me what's that, like a varsity letter jacket? And a physical award.
Okay.
A physical little trophy.
Dust the mantle, mamas.
The mantle's and it's ever dusting, mamas. I did just buy a feather duster. I felt so real.
Like an actual feather one?
Yes.
Or like, I'm fond of the Swiffer dusters.
No, just
Those really get it. They really collect that dust.
Well, I wanted something I could kind of brush my salt and pepper shakers with without having to do them individually. I'm just kind of like, let me fluff around without knocking any of them over. Something very
get
light.
Get a leaf blower.
That will not do. That will not do. No. Well, the salt and pepper shaker collection is ever growing. I just got 3 more this weekend. Heaven help us.
You know, I was telling my mom about your salt and pepper shaker collection, and her mm-hmm. first question is, where's he storing them?
Well, currently they're in the kitchen, but we've overflowed the charcuterie board that they stand on, and so now it's kind of like,
She did not like when I told her, there they are on the counter on a cutting board.
What's wrong with that? It's less of a cutting board, more of a presentation charcuterie board.
Does one cut on it?
I certainly wouldn't.
Now, since that's taking up your salt and pepper shakers, what are you charcutering on?
Honey, I haven't charcuteried in years. COVID killed the charcuterie.
I don't think it did, because after COVID, I took a charcuterie board class as part of a work team building event.
Well, not everyone has the resources, the funds, the means, the access.
Baby, it was great. They said, like, here's $50. Here's a list provided from the charcuterie board company that said, pick and choose, mama, but don't go over $50. And then I came back and I got to make a whole ass charcuterie board for myself. And I didn't have to share it with anyone because this was a Zoom class.
You got to make a presentation of food you bought.
Yes, and then I got to eat it by myself. Talk about win-win. For a company team builder, when was the last time if you ever had to do one of those?
Oh, wait, so you expensed this $50?
Yes.
Oh, nice,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, the company paid for, mama.
Nice.
I went ham, except for where I went
ham?
Prosciutto.
Ham on a charcuterie? Now I've seen everything. Hey, what do you know about potatoes?
Not much. Well, that's a lie. Thank you for asking. I've really since mastered my breakfast potato in the air fryer recipe.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I know. Ooh, well, a little red skin. I had them this morning.
Nice. Well, Mamrie and Grace, are you familiar?
Oh, they made their potato scaping?
Yes. Do you know about tablescapes? There's apparently a documentary, I think they said it was on Netflix. I need to watch it. About like it's giving like the movie Best in Show,
but
kind
for
of
tables.
Vibes, but for table, yes, making like display tables of like a dinner table with a theme. As
I think I would like that.
Yeah. Well, we were hanging out, me, Mamrie, Grace, and they were telling me about the table they were designing, and they were entering a competition, and blah blah blah, blah, and you can go see all of the submissions at the like. The event or whatever for the next, I don't know how many weeks. So I'm planning on going to see, you know, the final result. They did their setting was all potato puns, and it was like Palm Springs potato themed. And I'm like, is this a world I need to get into? Is this a world we need to do next year? Do we need to compete? Do we need to challenge the newcomers as the new newcomers next year?
I saw some of this on both of their Instagrams. The thing that had me the most gagged was only one of them was allowed to be in the hall setting up.
Oh, yeah. They were telling me there's all these rules about, like, regulating so that there's not, like, I don't know, 50 people setting up your table.
Yeah. I mean, when I go to trivia night, they're like, mama's no more than 8.
Well, you can't have a classroom.
I know.
Yeah. Well, so
did they win?
I don't know. The votes are still getting tallied. I don't know if there's voting or who's voting or if there's a.
So
I don't know.
So listen to this week's podcast sponsor. This might get weird podcast to find
sure.
out.
Sure. Yes. Tune in. I will report back. I'm planning on going and seeing the display myself. I don't want to be.
What?
Yeah, you can go and see it.
Is it in Palm Springs?
No,
it's just Palm Springs themed.
Yes. And
aren't their potatoes probably rotting a little?
They're not made of real potatoes. And I suggested, oh, why doesn't one of the little potato guys have a gherkin as a phone? And they did not utilize my idea. So
I think, well, a pickle?
A gherkin.
What about, why don't they have What are those one types of French fries called? Crinkle cut. Why don't they have a crinkle cut as a phone?
Now sure. That,
can you dig it?
I can. I was thinking maybe they're snowshoeing and the crinkle cut fry is the snowshoe.
Did one of them have curly fries as hair?
Or wait, not crinkle cut. Waffle fries as snowshoes for your potatoes.
There's no snow in Palm Springs, but I can get down with like a big curly fry, curly Q hair. Good.
Ooh. Oh my God. Curls? The girls are having curls?
Yes.
You could see the roots a little bit, maybe.
The roots?
Yeah, its roots are coming. They need to redo their hair, the potatoes. The roots. You can see the roots. The roots. The potatoes.
All right. Well, wait. So where you can go just check out the displays?
I guess. I don't know. Mamrie was telling me. I said, Mamrie, whatever. Let's fucking go. I said, let's do it.
All right. Well, report back, please. Of all the things we always say we're going to discuss the following, we can never do.
Okay, I'll report back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did you see Superman? My non-AMC Stubbs holder.
No.
Okay, well that's on your list. You have to see it. It was good. I'm no Marvel goer. I don't like, you know, I'm not
It's not Marvel.
I know, but like they're all cut from the same cloth. They're all cookies from the same board, you know?
They're all salt and pepper shakers from the same charcuterie.
Sure. But it's I don't think I care about Superman. You know, it's a little corny, cheesy to me from my point of view of like not really knowing anything about it. So, but that's most of these superhero movies to me.
I thought we weren't seeing Superman because it went woke.
You know what? I'm not sure what people think woke is and if somebody complains that something is woke, what do they mean? They just mean there's like maybe a black person is in it or there's like a gay couple or what's the line anymore?
Call your family.
Ah!
Call my family. Not all of them. Not all of them.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
The distant ones.
Well, this one.
They'll tell you.
This Superman was a little woke. I'll just say that much, in the sense that it definitely reflected the times. I think, and maybe this is asking too much, but I think art should reflect the times. My bad. I think artists should create art that allows, you know, the viewer, the consumer, to really ponder the world we live in. And this Superman really does it. I left feeling very like, I was happy it exists because, I'll just say it. It
made you think about it, talk about it.
Yes. Without saying fuck Israel, it said fuck Israel. It really said that, and it really said free Palestine, and it and they were like, Superman may be woke, but I guess maybe that's how I want my Superman. My bad. My bad. Maybe I want Superman to care about people. My bad. Maybe I want Superman to stick up for the disenfranchised. My bad. And I feel like if you walk out of Superman and you feel like, they portrayed the enemy to make it look like me, maybe you need to take a step back and realize a couple things before you get upset. at feeling called out. Maybe you need to take a step back and clock yourself.
Is woke Superman turning the frogs gay?
Maybe. Possibly. Maybe.
Hey. I had a nominee for scam of the year.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Did Britney Spears adopt a baby or no?
I heard that maybe she did adopt a little girl.
I'm Googling.
Named Lemon?
Lennon.
Oh.
I'm Googling and Billboard says Britney Spears did not in fact actually adopt a beautiful baby girl despite her claims.
The baby is ugly.
That's the caveat.
The baby her was not, in fact, not beautiful. The baby's a hideous beast. She is Mamacita.
This is her. She posted her name is Lennon London Spears, and she has an adorable dress on. Billboard, however, has since confirmed that Spears did not actually welcome a new child through adoption. She's trolling. They say she's trolling.
Okay, well, she's
trolling.
Right.
The post was peppered with winky face emoji.
As it does, you know, if it's even number of winkies, that means it's a gotcha. If it's an odd number of winkies, the baby is beautiful. If there's an even number, the baby's ugly. These are the facts. Facts are facts, America.
That's what they say.
Well, Nicki Minaj is on drugs again, maybe, perhaps.
I haven't taken the bait, but I saw something about her fighting with SZA, and then I saw a list that was like, people Nicki Minaj has started a fight with unprovoked, and it was a long list.
Is Nicki Minaj the new Azalea Banks? Is that what's going on as far as feuds go? How many feuds must one manufacture to satisfy the hole in the heart? You know?
So what I'm hearing is feud of the year nominee, Nicki versus the world?
Nicki versus the hole in her heart. Nicki versus the hole in her nasal cavity. Honey.
Got it. I'm taking notes. I've jotted it down.
People, I always know when Nicki's on one on Twitter, not from seeing the tweets themselves, but by seeing memes of people talking about Nicki on drugs. They say, but my fave got a hold of her dealer again. She's snorting and tweeting. God, how fun does that sound? A night of snorting and tweeting.
Save it for your VidCon acceptance speech, Thomas.
Oh my God!
Hey! I do have a serious question though. Before time runs out,
I have five more topics. So make your question quick.
I do have five topics. It's as if we've been missing topics for a month.
Okay.
What is going on with that little gay robot running around WeHo? Have you seen it?
Yes.
In person?
No, but I do follow local news Instagrams and things of that nature that always are reporting with, like, you know, on the street, on the scenes videos from people in the neighborhood. And it's like this little faggot robot running around, running through.
It has a name, which is I had seen this come across my timeline a couple of times. I did not stop until I saw the name, Mama.
What's the name?
I thought you might be the controller. I thought you might be running this robot from your house.
And maybe I am.
Its name is Rizbot.
No. No.
Is it friends with the Rizzler?
Did the Rizzler walk so the Rizbot could run?
Maybe you and the Rizbot giving five big shiblams for rotisserie chicken in the new Costco gaze.
Yes.
I think you should go out
and beat it up. I will
tell Crouton sick 'em.
You know the Twinks versus Dolls in New York? They do a competition, and it's like Twinks versus Dolls, and they're all smoking packs of cigarettes, and maybe
whoever smokes the most.
Yeah, and maybe wrestling. I don't know. Twinks versus Dolls feels so last year. We need queers versus robots, and it's all types of queers coming together versus these bipedal robots that are they're being normalized. Let's just say this: in less than a decade, somebody will be killed by one and or arrested by one via the cops. I am telling you what, these will be used against us before you even know it. Before you have a chance to take a selfie with the next one you see, somebody... And those dogs, the ones that look like robo-dogs.
Those dogs have given me the heebie-jeebies for years. Just opening doors.
It's over.
No.
It's over.
You're going to be sleeping in your house. Rizbot's going to ride in on the back of one of those dogs.
Girl, Rizbot riding in? I certainly hope so. Ew.
It was a nominee breakout star of the year.
Well, kind of the villain of the new Toy Story 5. Did you hear who's the villain?
No.
Toy Story 5's villain will be a smart tablet.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's children versus it's the rise of the iPad baby, maybe. Yes.
I believe it.
They're preparing us for the future, which will be the tech villain for us all.
I will be seated.
Okay. Oh, one last thing before we say goodbye. Did you see the video that went viral this morning? Ooh. From the Coldplay concert.
Kiss Cam exposes affair of company CEO and HR chief.
Yeah, not good. Not good. We live in a surveillance state. I would advise against being in an affair in the first place, but also being in an affair in public. Trust me, the cameras are looking. Your tea will be clocked, mama. There's no
surveillance state. Surveillance state.
Yes.
That was on my list.
Drag King Sir Valence.
I like.
Thank you.
I had one last thing too before we go.
Okay.
Can you believe what both hosts of the world famous podcast Psychobabble have been blocked by Mistress Isabel Brooks?
I can believe it, actually. When it happened to me, I was so sad. But now, like, I don't know how many years later, the way I see a new person on the timeline blocked every day, a new person talking about, oh, I got blocked, or every episode.
By
really,
her?
Yes. She blocks everybody. Everybody. Yeah. And so I'm not so special.
She can dish, but she can't take.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to take.
And that's fair. I block too.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little like, okay, what'd you do? Do you want to share with the class what you did to deserve the block?
This was the episode teaser on the RuPaul's Drag Race main Instagram account leading into I think it was the second to last episode of this current season of All Stars, where she was terrorizing Aja, and I commented, I cannot wait for Mistress Isabel Brooks to be eliminated. I didn't tag her.
Oh.
But I said what I said. And I manifested it, I believe, because it happened that episode.
Well, will she be back? Who knows? I don't know.
I know, because they just released the teaser for the finale episode, and they show who comes walking back in.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, isn't the finale, by the time this goes live, the finale will have already happened. So people have finaled. We will discuss Drag Race All Stars 10 in full next week.
Yeah. Okay. And since I was so good at manifesting last time, I will. The day before the finale, I'm manifesting a Ginger Minj or a Bosco win. There, I said it.
Wow. You know what? I think I'm ready for the Bosco. I would be happy with anybody is in Ginger or Bosco, but I think I'm on the George's train. I think, and you can say what you want, the people of the world, but there's something about George's, and I'm feeling Drop Dead Gorgeous right now. I'm feeling it. And I just
watched, feeling muggy.
I am feeling muggy. I just watched Tu Wong Fu last night. I've seen it before, of course, but I like watching the first half. Once they get to that small little town, I tune out. I turn it off. But I like how it starts. It's fun. But I think we are ready for a remake, and the prophecy will be fulfilled when Gorgeous gets the crown, because when they do the remake and we have a Trinity and Monet and Gorgeous cast, that will be iconic.
Tweet it.
Thank you.
Snort it and tweet it.
I usually do. All right, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me. You can find me hanging out with Rizbot.
Okay.
I'm going to befriend the robots as best I can. I'm an empath.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And you? Are the people looking, riding on your cuckoo while looking at her?
I think so. Yes. That's where you can find me. Thank you.
Great. All right. Bye.
Bye.